Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Anybody remember in Proverbs where it talks about seven things that God hates? And more than one of them reference pride and a haughty look. The devil is the proudest being you've ever heard anything about. He is so arrogant. He is so full of pride. What did Jesus say about himself? Come learn, he said, about me. What did he say? Of all the things he could have said, I'm powerful. I'm brilliant. But what did he say? I'm meek and lowly of heart. This is his nature. Meek has nothing to do with weak. Pride is a thing to be despised. And we all got flesh. And so you got more of it than you want to admit. And the only way to deal with it is, first of all, you got to see it. And that's not fun. It's not fun. It's not comfortable to see how proud you've been. But you got to see it in order to deal with it. I know when I used to teach at Rhema Bible Training Center, and we had a course on submission and authority, and part of that course involved talking about pride and humility. And I had more than one person say, well, Brother Keith, before I took your course, I never had any trouble with pride. Well, yeah, you don't have trouble with what you just yield to. It's when you start endeavoring to deal with it and not yield to it, that's when you get a revelation. It's kind of like, you know, I can quit this anytime I want to. Show us. Right? Show us. But how did we get off on that? Well, because it's right here. Meekness. Everybody say meekness of wisdom. Verse 14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. There is an ungodly wisdom. There is a devilish wisdom. Verse 16, for where, he says it again, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. In 1 Corinthians, it says God is not the author of confusion. He's not in confusion. So when you see a bunch of convoluted, confused stuff, God's not in that. The enemy's in that. One of the things you'll see, like when you see rioting and you see just chaos and you see destruction and trampling and killing and destruction of property, this is the devil. It's the devil. People are just, and a lot of times, doing it mindlessly. People just get worked up into a frenzy, and then and war. Just destruction of towns and killing of innocents. This is the devil. This is him. He is having his way. People are yielding to him enough that, what does he do? Jesus said he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. It's not God. And it's ignorant people who attribute this destruction to God. Wonder why God did that. He didn't do it.
That's right.
It's ignorance of the Word. It's the enemy. There's a devil. And if people yield to him, his will is manifested. When people yield to God, God's will is manifested. God is the God of peace. Yes. Hallelujah. It's a peace that passes understanding. He's a God of rest. Hallelujah. God of healing, restoration, prosperity, abundance, just the opposite of devastation and chaos and confusion. You don't have to know a whole lot to know what's God and what's not.
That's right.
You don't.
Yeah.
If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it ain't God. Keep reading. This wisdom descends not from above, is earthly, sensual, devilish, for where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. That means easy to talk to, easy to work things out with, easy, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's the wisdom of God. Another way of saying that's God. Pure, peaceable, gentle, not harsh, easy to be entreated, not hard to talk to and get along with, easy to get along with. So you can see what contributes to peace and what contributes to strife. The Lord spoke to my heart some years ago about our ministries and about the churches, that I was responsible not to allow strife in our offices, in our departments. He was very specific with me. And He brought me to this passage and spoke to my heart, that did I see where envying and strife is, there's confusion and what else? Well, if every evil work, that means the enemy is there working. And the Lord said it to me like this: strife is the manifested presence of the devil. He said you ought not have the manifested presence of the devil on the church grounds, in the church offices. Is that right? So I prayed about it. I looked at it. I called staff meetings and we talked about it. We're not going to have strife. We're not going to have it. Things start to get out of hand, it's going to get shut down. If it don't get shut down, you're going to get removed. Come on, can you see this? Why? Because the Lord told me not to allow it. Not to allow it. Not in the offices, not in the ministry offices, not on the church grounds. Don't allow it. Why? Because you'd be allowing the devil to manifest himself in God's place. Shouldn't be. Well, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? That's God's place. Your house, your apartment, wherever you are, whatever space you have control over should also be God's space. Is that true? And it shouldn't be allowed that the devil could manifest his presence. You know this is true. Have you ever walked into a room where people were really fighting? And you didn't even hear it. But you walked into the room and you felt it. Huh? See, everybody around is going, Well, what did you feel? What did you feel? Did it feel good? Did it make you want to shout?
No,
it made you want to turn around is that right? and get on out of there. Oh, excuse me. You shut the door. What did you feel? It wasn't just a physical feeling. What did you feel? You sensed something spiritual that was not good, that was evil, and it was because people had been yielding to it, yelling, cussing, sometimes fighting and breaking furniture. And what is this? It's destroying. Can you see that? It's confusion. Who's manifesting here? It ain't God. And I'm talking about this can happen in Christians' houses, believers' houses. Anybody can yield to the flesh any day of the week. You, me, anybody. We're foolish if we do. But there's another wisdom, a wisdom from above, that'll see things coming before it gets out of hand. A wisdom that doesn't get stupid and hard to talk to, doesn't get adamant about something that it shouldn't, that is peaceable and gentle, Amen. Easy to talk to. Amen. How many understand a lot of things could have been solved early in a situation by, instead of being so loud and demanding, just calming yourself a little bit, asking a question instead of telling somebody how it's going to be.
Yes.
Come on, y'all with me?
Right.
Just asking a question instead of demanding how different it could go.
Yes.
And if you just give God a little time to work on people, of course, you people too, you know, work on people, then this whole chaos and destruction could be prevented and avoided. Look with me in the book of Proverbs. There's a lot of this in the book of Proverbs. Thank you, Father. Proverbs 17 and 14. 17:14 says, the beginning of strife. So this is revelation about how when strife first begins, everything starts small and gets bigger. Everything. You did, right? The beginning of strife is as when one lets out water. Well, they didn't have them back then so much, but it's just like a faucet today. When you start to open the faucet, what happens? Little bit. And then if you keep twisting, more and more. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. That's the King James. Listen to the Amplified. Amplified says, the beginning of strife is as when water first trickles from a crack in a dam. Therefore, stop contention before it becomes worse and quarreling or a fight breaks out. If you see a leak in a dam, I mean, you got, 500 acres of lake behind this dam. You got 150 foot of water deep behind this dam. And you see it spewing. What should you do? Chip at it. Chip at it. Just push it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.